purpose, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Stick with us, folks. We're 4 or 5 weeks ahead of the others. Not because they aren't good or even great hosts. They're just not me. Just saying. My experience and so forth. I'll give you a perfect example. I'm going to mention something that nobody else has mentioned. I guarantee you, Mr. Produce. One of the people who is watching like a hawk what Donald Trump is doing, and I think what we're about to do, I have no idea. I want to make that clear. None. I think this weekend is when this gets addressed. It just can't go on forever. Neither Israel nor we have enough defensive missiles to keep this up forever. What I want to tell you, though, is this, and you'll hear the backbenchers and the plagiarists spew it out probably within minutes. Xi is watching this very closely. Have you heard anybody else say that, Mr. Producer? Communist China is watching this very closely because they intend to invade Taiwan. They're not exact parallels, of course. You're talking about a nation that's creating nuclear weapons, has been threatening to attack us. In China, we're talking about a nation that has nuclear weapons and hasn't directly threatened us. But nonetheless, they're watching. They're watching to see if we have the resolve. They're watching to see if the president has the resolve. They're watching to see if the American people have the resolve. And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Just remember, Iran is a quasi-client state. A quasi-client state for China and, of course, Russia. But when this is said and done, depending on how it's said and done, China will have received a signal, too. So understand what I'm saying. It will be repeated. It'll be repeated here on our favorite TV network now. This is the way it works. And so when people talk about the ramifications outside of Iran in Israel, there are ramifications. Not that all these Arab countries are going to jump in. They were never going to jump in, as I told you 5 weeks ago. Not because this is World War III. I told you this would never be World War III. That these were lies, fear-mongering. Not that Israel's dragging us in. I told you Israel's not dragging us in, that we need to take out those nukes for our defense. And the American people know this. 90% of Republicans, 84% of the American people, almost 80% of Democrats and Independents. They know it, we know it, you know it. But China will see this. And it will have an enormous benefit in the president's dealings with them. Not that it will stop them from invading Taiwan, but they're definitely going to have to look a little bit over their shoulder and rethink what they have in mind, or at least the way they have it in mind. This is a big deal. The whole world is watching. The whole world. And you know what's amazing about Donald Trump? He didn't take courses in diplomacy. He was never a Secretary of State. He was never a senator sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee. He probably hasn't read a ton of books on statecraft because he doesn't need to. He's one of the most clever, strategic foreign policy presidents in American history because of the nature of this man. Look, I'm telling you the truth. There's something about him. It's different and for the better. Washington can't figure it out, so they attack him. They sick the prosecutors on him. They sick the FBI on him. They sick the IRS on him. All of them fail. All of them. There's something about this man. He survived two assassination attempts, one real attempt that literally grazed his ear and a half inch difference in trajectory and so forth would have blown the side of his head off. Think about that. Think about that. Now, I want to disagree with people who say the time for peace is running out. When this is all said and done, the time for peace hopefully is just beginning. The way that the media use language, the way that the isolationists use language, the way some hosts use language and some guests use language is wrong. They have it upside down and inside out. What Israel is doing is to create peace. What the President of the United States is doing, and I believe is going to do, again, I have no inside information. I want to make that clear. I just have my own instincts, my own observations. Just my own. These are acts of peace. Destroying nuclear development, nuclear missile sites of an enemy like this. These are acts of peace. Every single bomb, every single missile is a peace bomb. It's a peace missile. That's what they are. That's what they are. This is Israel and the United States defending the world. Defending the world. Little tiny Israel. Little tiny Israel. When Joe Biden was president, cutting off arms and resources to them as they were trying to take out Hamas and Hezbollah, admonishing them when they were actually defeating the enemy, insisting on ceasefires, long-term ceasefires. If Benjamin Netanyahu had not been prime minister of Israel, imagine what would be happening to Israel today. Imagine. And if Donald Trump were president of the United States, imagine what would be happening to Israel today. It's actually unimaginable. And Khomeini and his nukes would survive. And now we know their second weapon, these massive ballistic missiles that they've been stockpiling. A year from now, if what's happened didn't happen, if the Israelis hadn't fought a defensive battle against this enemy, if we hadn't backed them up, not fully, but they didn't ask to be fully backed up. But now they don't have the weapons or the bombers to destroy one of these sites in particular. If they had one of the bombers and they had these particular bunker busters, they'd do it on their own. They've demonstrated. This little nation demonstrated in how it defeated Hamas effectively, Hezbollah, but even more, less than 1 week ago, five evenings ago, took out the higher command of the entire Iranian military. Took out nine of all the top nuclear scientists. And they're still pounding away and pounding away and pounding away. Those are their jets. Those are their pilots. Iran has effectively been defeated. The only question now is, what do they decide to do next, and what do we decide to do with our military next? Iran was effectively defeated in 48 hours, ladies and gentlemen. You realize that, Mr. Producer? They couldn't defend themselves any longer. Sure, they can fire off these ballistic missiles. They are incapable of defending their homeland. They have nothing. Nothing's left. The Israelis degraded them last October, degraded them last April, and now has blown out entirely their air defense system that was provided them by the Russians. In 48 hours, they defeated Iran. 48 hours. Again, the question now is whether the regime survives, and I would suggest to the Israelis, don't allow it to survive. Whatever we decide, that ultimately is Israel's decision. Now, these critics of the president, critics of Israel, they seem to think that they're smarter than Netanyahu and smarter than Donald Trump. Do you think they are? Now, some of them I should call out by name, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Some of them under these pressures, under these events, weren't sure what to do with themselves, what to say. I'm not going to try and embarrass them or humiliate them. Some of them are actually good people. One of them I've known a long, long time. He gave a format to Katarlson, which was used to lie about me and so forth and so on. But he himself, I think, was in a bit of a pickle. And he himself has never done that. And so I will leave that alone for now, too. I'm not about trying to hurt people and so forth and so on. But I am about this country. As have been those of you who have listened for over two decades, those of you who are newly here. That's what I do every day. That's what I write about in these books all the time. That's it for me. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief. Your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
We all know Americans are still recovering from the record inflation of the last 4 years. Now some in Congress want to make cuts to Medicaid, a program that provides critical health care to 72 million struggling Americans, including veterans, people with disabilities, kids, and your friends and neighbors. 40% of American births are covered by Medicaid, and Medicaid covers health care costs for a third of children with cancer. Working families rely on this program. It has 77% support. Nearly 9 in 10 Americans oppose Medicaid cuts. Did you know that 12 million Medicaid families live in rural communities? Many of these people voted for President Trump, but they didn't vote for this. If Congress cuts Medicaid, a lot of rural hospitals could close, and a lot of rural families will be hurt. No matter how you look at it, cutting Medicaid just doesn't make sense. Tell Congress not to cut Medicaid. Our health and our communities depend on it. Paid for by the Coalition to Strengthen America's Healthcare.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program.
All right, Mr. Producer, I've been promising a little bit of this debate. I don't have the audio in front of me, only because I don't have it printed. So let's go to the first item. Let's take a little listen. We're not going to spend all hour on this, but this is Ted Cruz and Katarlson. Go ahead.
But I just want to pull that thread because it's so important. I voted for Donald Trump. I campaigned for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's our president. And we're on the cusp of a war. So if Iran, if there's evidence that Iran paid hitmen to kill Donald Trump and is currently doing that, where is that? Like, what are you even talking? I've never heard that before. Okay. Where is the evidence? Who are these people? Why haven't they been arrested? Why are we not at war with Iran?
That's a great question to ask.
How do you know that that's true?
We know that it's true because we have been told that by the military and our intelligence community for the last 2 years.
We meaning who?
Congress has and the public. I mean, we had multiple testimonies. I can send you testimony.
Do we know the names of the people or where this happened or what they tried to do to kill Trump?
Hold on. See, this is the game. This is the game. Do you know the names of the people? Ladies and gentlemen, go online. There's an entire charge list that's been brought against these individuals, their names, who they are, where they come from, their connection to the government of Iran. It's right there. So when you try and put somebody on the spot and say, well, do you know the names? You know that. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, is Katarlson denying that that case exists? Is he denying the information? Where's he getting his information from? His ass? Go ahead.
We have not apprehended an Iranian hitman trying to kill him. We know that Iran is trying to do so.
In the United States?
Yes.
Actually, we have charged somebody, I believe. I'll pull that up and find it. I can't do it during the course of this show. I'll bring it up tomorrow. Go ahead.
Seems like a huge headline, and you're acting like everyone knows this. I didn't know that.
Iran put out a whole video about murdering Trump.
Right, but I've never heard evidence that there are hitmen in the United States. I mean, trying to kill Trump right now, we should, like, have a nationwide...
So you see how clever that is? In the United States. Got that, Mr. Producer? Got to watch this guy. You know, he's a prep boy, so he thinks he's very clever, so he's just got to move the facts around a little bit. Go ahead.
Well, if that's true. Don't you think?
No.
But if they're trying to assassinate our president?
They have been for 2 years.
Then why are we at war with them?
Well, we are trying to
take out... Why don't we just nuke Tehran if they're trying to murder our president? There's nothing that you could do that would be worse for the United States than murdering Trump. And I just don't understand why you're not calling for the use of nuclear weapons against the Ayatollah.
Oh, come on, Ash. Oops, I almost got... I didn't say the last part of it, did I, Mr. Producer? Dumbass. I didn't call him an ass. You know what? Why don't we just nuke them? Why don't we do the... That's good. Good idea. Right? Right? Let's go to the next one. Go ahead.
If it's true that Iran is trying to murder Trump, we need to move militarily against Iran immediately. That's not isolationism. That's the most...
So you agree with me, genius? Wow. It's good to know. Now he needs proof. That's not hard to find. President himself has mentioned this. Anyway, go ahead.
Which I am calling for. If we believe that Iran is trying to murder our president, we need to strike Iran.
Okay, but isolationists say things like, well, then just nuke them, which is what you just said.
Okay,
which is kind of a weird...
Because I'm upset, because...
It is weird.
I'm taking you seriously. You don't take your own statements seriously.
I take my statements very seriously.
So I've asked you, where's the evidence this is true? And you said, well, they're trying to assassinate Brian Hook or something, which I'm against, by the way. And I'm against hurting any American, period, no matter...
So you dispute that they're trying to murder Hook, Pompeo, and Bolton?
I'm not disputing it at all.
They literally arrested the hitman with Bolton.
I don't know why that's even relevant. I'm asking about the President of the United States.
it's not relevant that Iran hired hitmen to murder cabinet members in Trump's administration. That doesn't go to
opposed to that. It's awful. I am against killing anybody, actually. Especially foreign government.
Okay.
I'm asking about your allegation and the Prime Minister of Israel's allegation that
Iran
is trying to murder the president.
Killing terrorists is a good thing. Killing people who are trying to murder Americans is a good thing. Because if you're America first, you want to protect Americans, so killing Osama bin Laden was a fantastic
day for the world. But you don't really believe that they're trying to murder Trump, or
yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what comes up. I'm typing this in right now. Bear with me, America. Hold on here. You already have it, three people? All right. I mean, it's so obvious. I don't even know why this is a subject that Katarlson feels necessary to debate. You already sent it, Richie? All right, he's pulling it together. Let's take a break now. We'll be right back. Oh, I have a minute and a half left? All right, I have a minute and a half left, but we'll pull it up. Now, you can pull it up too, folks. It just shows you the numbskull-like focus of this debate. Do you have evidence? Do you have evidence that there was actually assassinated? No, we made it up. We made up the Hunter Biden laptop. We make up everything. It's just like a Tulsi Gabbard, part of the cabal, in my humble opinion. And she's that we don't have any evidence that that the Iranians are still working. You know, they're moving ahead. CNN ran with this. It could be as far as 3 years away. Does it look like to you, America, that as far as 3 years away? No, it's not 3 years away. You can ask real generals, real experts, who have to deal with this every day in that region of the world, and they'll tell you. Look at the IAEA report. Now, why is that important? Because it's part of the UN. The UN hates Israel. The UN hates America. And they put this out. It was persuasive to America. It was persuasive to Europe. They all signed off to hold Iran. I don't know what they're planning to do, to sanction Iran. It's kind of Israel that's sanctioning Iran. And it gives chapter and verse on everything that Iran is doing, everything that they're trying to hide, what they have found despite efforts by Iran to hide it. And it is overwhelming. It is massive. And this chucklehead still believes there's no evidence of that. Our DNI director said there was no evidence of it either. Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-led company, believes every man and woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. That's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag ever, to 1,000 U.S. veterans in time for the patriotic holidays. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk today. Know that you're supporting a company that will be providing these high-quality flags made in America to deserving veterans, with plans from just 20
$25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data. You can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network while cutting your cell phone bill, in many cases, in half. The average Pure Talk family saves over $1,000 a year. Just dial #250, say the keyword Mark Levin, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will get you switched hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250 and say Mark Levin to switch to a wireless company that supports our veterans. Switch to Pure.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mark Levin.
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
The new American Revolution starts here.
The Mark Levin Show. Call in at 877-381-3811.
There were individuals charged in murder for hire and related charges. I'm reading from a press release by the Department of Justice against IRGC Asset and two local operatives. FBI Director Christopher Wray said the charges announced today expose Iran's continued brazen attempts to target U.S. citizens, including President-elect Donald J. Trump, other government leaders and dissidents who criticize the regime in Tehran. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, a designated foreign terrorist organization, has been conspiring with criminals and hitmen to target and gun down Americans on U.S. soil, and that simply won't be tolerated thanks to the hard work of the FBI. Deadly schemes were disrupted. We're committed to using the full resources of the FBI to protect our citizens from Iran or any other adversary who targets Americans. Now, this is from last November. So, obviously, the case hasn't gone to court yet. The defense has time to make its case and so forth and so on. So, I guess Katarlson up there in Maine, does he not have access to a computer, Mr. Producer? I would think so. This is from ABC News. November 8th, three charged in Iran-linked murder plots, with one targeting Donald Trump as revenge for killing Qasem Soleimani, Department of Justice. Three people have been charged in a series of alleged Iran-linked murder plots, with one of them accused of trying to assassinate President Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, others targeting an Iranian-American activist and two Jewish Americans living in New York, according to a criminal complaint unsealed Friday in New York. And it goes on. And there are multiple other articles and information related to these assassination attempts. One person was assassinated, in fact. The IRGC also tasked Shakiri, the head of this, with carrying out other assassinations against U.S. and Israeli citizens located in the United States, including Trump, the complaint alleges. Now, this is the Biden Justice Department. This is Merrick Garland. Now, what else was it that Katarlson needs for evidence that the Iranian regime sought to assassinate Donald Trump? What else does he want? What else does he want that there was evidence of nuclear, of them building nuclear weapons? I mean, what is this, ladies and gentlemen? This is just insanity. Insanity. Folks, stop wasting time debating this guy if you want to debate him. Stop wasting time recognizing him. Stop wasting time following him. He's a freak, a fraud, and a phony, in my humble opinion. And it's very interesting. This website, Mediaite, is very much in Katarlson's corner, and it's run by Dan Abrams. It's a left-wing website. Most of the people are very passionately supportive of the Democrats. They spend an enormous amount of time trying to smear Donald Trump and Fox and me and others. But they love Katarlson. Why? Same thing. Grifters. Grifters. How many clicks can they get? How many clicks can they get? They're not news operations. It also stated that he was tasked with surveilling two Jewish American citizens residing in New York City, was offered $500,000 by the Iranian Republican Guard official for the murder of either victim, according to the complaint. He was also tasked with targeting Israeli tourists in Sri Lanka, and it goes on and on and on. Actors directed by the government of Iran continue to target our citizens, including President-elect Trump, on U.S. soil and abroad. This has to stop, said U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, appointed by Biden. Today's charges are another message to those who continue in their efforts. We will remain unrelenting, and so forth and so on. So, is there still any doubt? Just because Katarlson lives in his own world. It's an amazing thing. He's instinctively denying what these Islamist terrorists are capable of and doing. Maybe the next time he interviews the monarchical inbred that runs Qatar, he can ask him about things like this. Maybe the next time he interviews that guy, you can ask him about 9/11 and why they protected KSM so that he could attack our country a year or two later. Why did they give him a fake passport? Why did they give him money? Why did they give him an apartment? Maybe you can ask him that in one of his tough questions next time. I've had enough of all this. And I hope you have, too. This is just, you know, there's too many things going on that are gravely important to the survival of this nation. Gravely important. And so I just felt, when he threw down the hammer, that it was time to engage and expose. Engage him and expose him. It is what it is. Very important, I think. Let's see here. Hold on one second. Still looking at this. We have here the Department of Justice announces murder for hire and related charges against the IRGC asset and two local operatives. It goes on again. And they mentioned Donald Trump. So, there you go. So now what's his excuse? I didn't say plotting, I said attempted. Okay, good for you. Let's take some calls, shall we, Mr. Producer? I think we shall. All right, let's see. Let's go to Michael, Williston, North Dakota, on the Mark Levin app. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really good today, Mark. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, you are an amazing man for what you do. Thank you for standing with our country and for Israel. I recently just got back from Israel 4 weeks ago with a group from our church, and we started going there 12 years ago on tours, and God had always put it on my heart to help the Jewish and Israeli people. So we've been going over along the Gaza border, working at the kibbutzes, cleaning up, planting trees. More importantly, just showing the Israeli Jewish people that we love them, that we care for them, and that they matter.
Yes,
and it
matters.
Very vitally important. Mm-hmm. It does matter. It's very vitally important that everyone gets involved. We named our ministry Genesis 12:3, where God says, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse will be cursed. At the end of the month, I will be joining you in Washington, D.C. for the CUFI Summit.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. Make sure you come up to me and remind me that you made your call, okay? I very much appreciate it. God bless you, my friend. Let's go to Rick, Kingsley, Pennsylvania, the great WTRW. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mr. Levin, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I won't be shedding any tears for the supreme leader in Iran if he gets whacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there was five servicemen from my area that got whacked by in Iraq with an IED.
Yeah,
and so I'm sure my community, there won't be any hard feelings for that.
Are you in central Pennsylvania?
I am in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Northeastern.
We're, we border New York State.
Mm-hmm. So it's a rural area, obviously.
Yep.
And you lost five of your citizens.
Yeah.
These IEDs were manufactured by Iran under the oversight of Soleimani. Donald Trump took out Soleimani. And are you aware that Chatsworth Carlson criticized him? Are you aware that Rand Paul criticized him? The same crowd, because they said it would lead to a broader war? This is what I'm talking about. This is utterly irresponsible propaganda by these people. And I'm very, very sorry to hear this. Very, very sorry to hear it, Rick. Thank you for your call, and God bless you, my friend. Yep. Let's go to Julie, Santa Monica, California. As you can see, we're going all across the country here. Julie, on the Mark Levin app, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Mark. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
I was thinking there's a reason that Israel has the best air defense systems in the world. You know, the Iron Dome, David Sling, Arrow 2 and 3, and now the Barak Magen. It's because their purpose in the world is to have life, an improved life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have the most, well, they do, destructive weapons, but they did not put all their technology into destroying their enemies.
I just want to put a fine point on that. There have been reports that they have multiple nuclear weapons, and they haven't used one of them, and they haven't even considered using one. And nobody even talks about it because they know what Julie's point is. This is a country that wants to live and wants other people to live, but they cannot tolerate what's being done to them. And yet they have an arsenal that they haven't used. Isn't that your point?
Yes, that they have all the power in the world. If it were our country, you know, being bombarded by missiles by our naples, we'd pulverize them in 1 second. And Israel
right.
is so patient. They say, please stop bombing us, and they just put up these defensive shields.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a term for this in Israel, Tikkun Olam, and that means repair the world. And that mm-hmm. is Israel's national purpose, to
well,
repair
Julie,
the world.
You're a lovely lady. You made a superb point. I'm going to have to go, and I want to thank you very much. We're getting great callers today, just fantastic, from all walks of life and backgrounds all over the country. All over the country, where 90% of the Republicans say take those nuke sites out, and that is the Reagan Institute. And then CNN says 84% of Republicans say it, 80% of the American people, 70% of Republicans say use American firepower to take them out. Everybody is on Donald Trump's side. The American people are backing Donald Trump. He is MAGA. He is... Ask 10 people to define the word capitalism. How many different responses do you think you'll get? This is a word that comes up all the time, but most people don't really know what it means. And by the way, it's a critical, critical economic system. It's the only one we have, I hope. It's capitalism versus socialism. You either live in freedom and prosperity, or you don't. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses right now. Free. Learn about the United States Constitution, stories in the Bible like the Book of Genesis, Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, which is absolutely fascinating and has great lessons for America, the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's free online courses. Hillsdale College was founded as and is a Christian university, but it also universalizes its programming. It is a fantastic place. I love Hillsdale College. It recently launched a new course, Understanding Capitalism. I watched it. There's 7 lectures included in that. You and your family will learn a ton, the role of profit and loss, how human nature plays a role in our economic system, why capitalism depends on private property, the rule of law, and so forth. Go right now to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. No cost, easy to get started. You watch it when you want, where you want, how you want. That's Levin for Hillsdale.com, Levin for Hillsdale.com. I also want to thank those of you who've taken the time to pre-order my book, On Power. I know you're going to find it fascinating, intriguing, nothing like you've ever read before. I promise you this, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it here and elsewhere, and I guarantee you other people will be too. Just my prediction. You can go over to Amazon.com right now, grab your pre-order copy, take advantage of the discount. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut Broadleaf Binder, Nicaraguan Filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Folks have been shouting from the rooftops for years. The only way we save this republic is standing up, speaking out, fighting back. And guess what? We're finally seeing it happen. There's momentum towards common sense, but we can't take it for granted. This country doesn't fix itself. It takes people who care, people who are willing to stand up and be counted. We can't do it alone. Without all of our voices being heard, we're in trouble. That's why I'm calling on you to join AMAC. Go to amac.us/Levin, amac.us/LEVIN. Join the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative to that other organization. For as low as $12 a year, $1 a month, you get a subscription to their fantastic magazine, incredible discounts and benefits, free resources, and most importantly, a community of patriots like you who are fed up. The Association of Mature American Citizens is fighting for you, for faith, family, freedom. That's what they stand for, and that's what America needs right now. Visit amac.us/Levin, amac.us/LEVIN.
Mark Levin is back on your radio.
All right, folks. I'm having to move pages here. I'm getting there, Mr. Producer. All right, I'm there. Congratulations to me. These are dangerous times, as you know, very dangerous. You see what's going on in the streets? It's very ugly, very violent. You see what the Democrat Party is encouraging. Now, Barack Obama, what does he mean by resistance? They always say, bring down the temperature when these guys are the arsonists. The Democrat Party has a long history of violence. Think about it, slavery and segregation, and on and on and on. Oh, they'll pick a case out here and there where they think they can point the finger, but this is in their DNA. And it's not just them. We have people in the country who are violent. Some of them are newly here. Some of them are homegrown. Look, here's the bottom line. This is why I trust Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna, and their new compact launcher, the CL. The Byrna CL is one of the smallest non-lethal pistols in the world, about the size of your smartphone. It's got all the technology needed in that small CL, compact launcher pistol, to do the job. Now, what is the job? It can stop threats cold without using deadly force. It is powerful. It's legal in all 50 states. No permits. No background checks. And here's the best part. It ships directly to your home. Help be prepared to defend yourself and loved ones without the many complexities of a homicide. made in America, over 80% of its components, U.S. sourced, hand assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So go to Byrna.com. That's BYRNA.com. BYRNA.com. You must be 18. Visit Byrna.com for details. All right. Let's see here. How much time do I have, Rich? Okay, see if we can get a few callers in here. Bear with me, America. As doing my best. Okay, let's go to Jim, Jacksonville, Florida, listening on WSKY. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Mark. Hey, I'm trying to resolve this U.S. strike on Iran's nuclear bunkers. How about if we sell and support arms across the world, which we do. So in that vein, we could sell the MOABs to Israel.
No, but you need the bombers. It's not just the bomb, it's the bombers. And these are very sophisticated systems, and I don't think we're selling them to anybody. So it's, you need certain types of equipment. You need certain types of bombers where this equipment is installed in order to drop this bomb. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have. But that's the problem. And the Israelis are not trained in flying these bombers. Very few of our pilots are trained in flying these bombers. And so either we use them and drop these bombs or they don't get dropped. Thank you for your call, brother. Great call. Let's keep going. Let's go to Ray, Dublin, Ireland. Ray, on the Mark Levin app, how are you?
Mark, how are you? It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm not going to listen to your wife, Julie, your beautiful children. Blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to make sure that I have to, you know, say that this Charleston has gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone crazy. The guy's a bit of a whack job, and I used to like the guy, but no more.
Now, you live in Dublin. Are you a citizen of Ireland?
Yes, sir.
So you used to watch him in Ireland,
yes,
but not now.
No, I don't watch him. I don't pay attention to silly stuff. I was on Tuesday.
But what's happened to the government of Ireland? My God, they hate the country of Israel. What's that all about?
I know. I was just going to say, I was on about 10 years ago about my media, and you know what? They've gotten worse. They've done
Ray, do me a favor. Call back tomorrow. I'm literally out of time. You know, McGregor, your great UFC fighter, he's very pro-Israel, and he despises the government over there. But give us a call tomorrow. I'd love to talk to you. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel. And, of course, you, the great American people, and Mr. President, you don't need to meet with the Iranians. Time is...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 40.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.